National Teacher of the Year suggests Mitch McConnell's neighbors attack him. By Amy Furr on December 31, 2020. A man named National Teacher of the Year in 2019 tweeted Wednesday that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's RKY neighbors should act like a true Kentucky hero and attack McConnell the way Senator Rand Paul's RKY neighbor attacked Paul in 2017. The attack on Senator Paul left him with 6 broken ribs, necessitating the removal of a portion of his lung, according to the Daily Wire. Conservative Kyle Kashuv tweeted screenshots of Rodney Robinson's tweet on Wednesday evening. Who are Mitch McConnell's neighbors? I'm just saying Rand Paul's neighbor did what a true Kentucky hero should do. It's your turn to step up, Robinson's tweet read. Robinson appeared to have switched his Twitter account to private as of Thursday morning. Paul's wife, Kelly, responded to his tweet on Wednesday, writing, I am so disgusted by this I have no words. The 2019 National Teacher of the Year is celebrating the violent assault on my husband that resulted in 6 broken ribs and part of his lung being removed. This hateful thug is calling for more violence on Sen. McConnell, she stated. Following the backlash, Robinson apologized for what he claimed was a bad joke, according to Rick. I apologize for making light of his injuries. I do not advocate for violence against Mitch McConnell, he said. In January 2019, Paul was awarded more than $580,000 in damages in the lawsuit against his neighbor, Renee Butcher, who attacked the senator as he tended his yard. A jury awarded the senator $375,000 in punitive damages and an addition $200,000 for pain and suffering. Butcher must also fork over $7,834 to cover Paul's medical expenses, Breitbart News reported. Appearing in court Tuesday, an apologetic Butcher told a jury that he tackled Paul when he saw a stacked pile of brush begin to form near the property line between their homes. The attack resulted in Paul suffering several broken ribs and a bruised lung. It was an irrational thing I did, and it's 2 minutes of my life I wish I could take back, Butcher said of the attack. What I did was wrong. In a statement at the time, Paul said he hoped the decision would send a clear message that violence is not the answer.